Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me, I have Angie Wenzel from the YMCA. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning, Renee. Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. What is going on at the Y?
Well, we've got a lot of stuff going on. First of all, fall sports is getting started.
Okay.
So that's a big, you know, that brings in the school year. And then we are looking to ahead to an exciting new inaugural event called the YMCA Halfity Half.
Okay, Halfity Half. What does this entail?
So a Halfity Half is half of a half marathon.
Okay.
And there aren't any in our area at all. There's one kind of out on the East Coast, but it's a new unconventional distance. And so for those people who like to have a challenge, but maybe thinking like, maybe a half marathon right now is too much, you can give the Halfity Half a try, which it's 6.55 miles.
Wow.
Yes. And then we're also offering a 2 mile.
Okay.
So we've got two options for different, you know, different levels of runners. And we do have some people who want to walk. So of course we're welcoming them. We just want to encourage fitness in Grand Island.
Absolutely. Did I tell you lately that I've been exercising now for 4 weeks?
That is amazing. I'm very excited.
My doctor said 10 minutes a day at least walking, and I've pushed myself. Now I'm up to an hour.
That's wonderful.
Right. I can do I warm up on the treadmill,
mm-hmm.
just walking at a good clip, and then I get on this elliptical machine. Not the stand-up one because my knees can't take that right now, but it's a sit-down one. And I'm on there for half hour, 40 minutes, and I'm so proud. And I work out. I mean, I've got a good sweat going,
yeah.
and it's good for the heart. So maybe I could do the 2 mile.
Yes.
Since I'm just introducing it, or anybody else out there that's, you know, hasn't been into fitness or taking care of themselves, let's just get out there and enjoy some sunshine or whatever the weather's going to be. Some
yes.
fresh air.
Some fresh air, absolutely. We want to give people the opportunity at many different levels. And, you know, we've got competitive runners who
sure.
will also be doing it. You know, they're out there maybe using it as a training run. Our tagline right now is Halfity Run Big Fun.
Halfity Run Big Fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yes. We want to create an experience and we want a good vibe. We're excited to start at the Y and then end at Amura Plaza and celebrate everybody's accomplishments. We're going to have, you know, beverages. We're going to have refreshments. We're going to have an award ceremony. And everybody who crosses the finish line is going to receive a medal or a memento.
That's fantastic. How do people sign up for this, Angie?
Okay, so they can either go to getmeregistered.com and search for the Halfity Half, or you can go to our website, giymca.org, and we have a whole page dedicated to it. But there's also a banner on the front where you can click right away and hit register, and it'll take you right to the Get Me Registered website.
Technology is wonderful.
Yes,
love that.
Gotta make it easy.
Well, especially for people like me, you know. Anyway, so what else do you guys have coming up?
So we have a fall promo coming up, and it's good for new members only, but it's going to go from October 1st through December 31st, and we're offering discounted adult memberships and youth memberships, and then there's no join fee for a family membership during the month of October. So if you're looking to get your family started into fitness, maybe you're looking ahead to winter, you want to let the kids be able to go use the gym and the pool, this is a good chance if you are new member and want to join.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Always trying to find a way to stay in shape. And it's so convenient. I wonder how many years that building has been the YMCA. Do you think over 40?
Yeah, gosh, that's a statistic, excuse me, that I am not sure about, but it has been there a long time because I have been a member and going to the Y since 1996. So, and it had been there much longer that, so.
Well, I'm not going to say my age. I'm sure you can tell I'm a Gen Xer, though, but we used to ride our bike down there.
Yes.
From White Street all the way there, back in the days when it was okay to ride your bike late and go hang out at the Y and get some swimming in and some exercise. And actually, we really went there, my brother and I, for socialization, too, to hang out with our friends.
Oh, sure.
And we could play basketball and It was a good time. Still is.
Well, and we've also got the daycare and the after school fun club that we provide. We have programs for the older population. So the thing I love about the Y is you see these little babies being pushed in strollers around the track because they're starting to just introduce them to the idea that this is, you know, fitness.
Normal.
This is normal. And then you've got the toddlers, the school age kids, all the way up to, you know, I mean, I see my mom in fitness classes.
Oh.
And so I think it's just a community. It builds
it really
community.
Is. And it's nice, you know, in my exercise, my friends are all like, oh, we want to come and exercise with you. Well, come on, but don't expect me to chit chat while I'm doing that because I am working out. I'm trying to make my heart stronger. And so, but there is the socialization. I mean, I loved when I come in there. And you've got the tables out front. I don't know if they're still like
that. They are still there.
Yes, and we have coffee or the newspapers there. Or, you know, there's vending machines. And you can just sit there and talk with people, too.
Yeah.
And I love seeing the kids running around.
Yes.
I love to see kids playing and being kids and not in front of those video games.
Oh, absolutely. And that coffee club group is still there. The chairs, we've upgraded a little bit, but they're still there. And whether they visit before their workout or after their workout, but it really creates a place for people who need that social sense to bond. And for some people like to work out alone.
Mm-hmm.
There's those options, but there's also the people who want to play 3-on-3 basketball or they want to do the fitness classes because they need the motivation of knowing somebody's going to wonder where they are if they don't show up that day.
Exactly. That's what I love about the YMCA. All right. Anything else you got coming up?
We will be looking ahead to Dashing for Donuts, which is the beginning of December.
Keep
that in the back of your mind. That will be where you can come and do your 1 mile and you can dash with your dog. It's a great community event. We see the Grand Island Police Department comes to that. So that's just kind of, that's looking ahead to December. But right now we're just looking at fall and getting everybody back into maybe their indoor fitness routines if they, you know, have been working outside. So, and we really are excited about our new event, the Halfity Half.
The Halfity Half. So let's tell our listeners again about that. When and where is it? And what do they need to do to sign up?
Yes. So it's Saturday, October 18th. And we've got the Halfity, which is 6.55 miles. And then we have a 2 mile. And you can run, you can walk, however you want to do it. And then we're going to start at the YMCA and then run. And they will finish downtown in the Amura Plaza. And that's where we'll have our celebration and just really get excited about everybody's accomplishments that day and have fun. Make it an experience with a good vibe. And they can go to getmeregistered.com or giymca.org for more information and to register.
Well, thank you very much, Angie, for coming in and telling us about the Halfity Half and everything going on this fall at the YMCA.
Thank you, Renee. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into the Public Affairs program. Have a great rest of your day.